Hey guys, it's Shell, your rolling MC, and this is Hitting the Streets podcast show. Welcome to Hitting the Streets podcast show. Hitting the Streets is a series of interviews giving you the insider's look at the small businesses, entrepreneurs, nonprofit organizations, and events in the North Texas area. You can find all episodes of Hitting the Streets on Anchor, Spotify, Google, and Apple Podcasts. And if you like what you're hearing, you can follow Hitting the Streets on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and TikTok. For more information about Hitting the Streets podcast, you can visit my website at www.hittingthestreetspodcast.com. And now, on with the show. Hey guys, this is Shell, your rolling MC, and I am the mouth on the mic of Hitting the Streets podcast show. Today on the show, I have Nisha Musico, owner of Monster on Main in Denison. I want to make sure I said that right. Did I say that right?
Monsters on Main
in Denison. She is my special guest tonight, and I want to welcome you. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Nisha Musico.
Yay! Owner of Monsters on Main.
Yes, I am.
So I bought a little monster. Actually, I was looking for one, and I've been looking for one for a long time. I happened to go downtown Denison and walk by, and I was like, you know, I'm going to go in here again and see which monster reaches out to me. And I found one. She was in the window, Miss Frida.
Yes.
And it goes perfect in here.
It does.
I know.
Own little shelf up, huh?
Yes. I've had her place in different places.
Oh, really?
When people come. Yeah, I know, she moves around.
That's fun.
I know. So guys, you know, this month is Murder, Mayhem, and Monsters in May. And a couple of weeks ago, Melissa and I did a show in regards to the woman in the well. And next week, we're going to do the part two, the conclusion of that. So you guys make sure that you tune in next week too as well. But I was talking to Nisha before we got started and telling her how crazy this story was about this lady and how she went to the bank to cash some money to go buy a house. And the next thing you know, she disappears. And 2 months later, they find her in a well.
Crazy.
Crazy, crazy, crazy. So tonight, it's the monsters.
Yes.
And we're going to talk about how she got started. So the one thing I want you to do is to tell us a little bit about yourself.
I don't know. I'm actually, I've had a furniture and upholstery business since 1994. I did furniture and textiles in college in England. So it's always kind of been my passion. I was actually born in America, but came back to America in 1992, had a bit of a sidetrack being a nanny, then started my own furniture business. And throughout the years of doing the furniture and pillows and headboards, I always had fabric remnants and I just could not throw them away. Some of the fabrics were so beautiful. I just knew one day I would do something with them, whether it was pillows. I don't know. I started making pillows out of my remnants, but, you know, you've seen in the stores, so many pillows.
Yes.
I mean, some stores just have aisles of pillows. And they're
absolutely
so cheap.
Absolutely, yes.
I couldn't compete with that. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I understand people, they change them out regularly. So it was fine. And then downtown Denison has Monsters on Main as their Halloween trick or treat thing.
Oh, yes, they do. That's right.
When all the store owners stay open, dress up for and hand out candy.
Yes.
I am not a fan of, I'll be honest, I'm not a fan of Halloween.
Oh, y'all.
I know.
Did y'all hear that? Halloween is my favorite.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
And I don't do scary monsters. Oh, I don't like scary.
Oh, she does it, but they're so cute.
But
I love your
cute
monsters.
So anyway, the monsters, I took my fabric remnants and I did some monsters for a window display. I did it for several years. I've been in Denison since 2013. And then in 2019, it just went crazy.
It exploded.
Oh. Had the city's backing behind me and
oh my gosh,
they were encouraging me. So So, I went full on Monsters on Main.
Full on Monsters on Main. I love it. So what attracted you to the entrepreneurship? You said you had an upholstery and furniture. What attracted you to do this?
I think I was never going to work in corporate America or corporate anywhere. I heard
that, girl. Yes. Yes.
I don't know that I never really thought about it. I mean, mm-hmm. I was always making things as a 3-year-old. I would shut myself in my bedroom making stuff.
Yeah.
In high school, my art teachers told me that one day I would have my own business. I just wanted to make things and get out there and do stuff. I just never planned on working for somebody else.
Yeah. So now the idea of you making the Monsters on Main comes from the event, correct?
Yes. I think primarily, yes, the name for sure. But I always went more towards kids stuff. Even when I was in art college, I was always told to learn how to draw because mm-hmm. I just kind of draw blobs and don't or buildings. Mm-hmm. I never did life drawing. I didn't like the drawing of people and, you know, things mm-hmm. that you could tell what they were. So
sure.
My imagination in the monsters. And again, I made this kind of thing when I say young, 6, 5. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, my parents don't have the picture of the first one.
Oh, hard.
But I mean, they have pictures of me sewing, but not my first monster.
Right.
And so I think the creativity was always there. And I always, like I said, through my projects in art school, I went back to kids' stuff.
Gotcha.
Even if it was in the furniture section, it would be mm-hmm. kids' furniture. Or toys. I wanted a toy that encouraged them to use their imagination.
Sure.
And I mean, you know that you can draw what looks kind of like a train, but really looks nothing like a train.
Sure.
And a child will tell you it looks like a train because mm-hmm. they have the imagination.
Yes, ma'am.
And I think it's great to encourage that. So the monsters were easy and fun. And yes, I mean, I kept going with it because of mm-hmm. the Monsters on Main Denison yeah. thing. So.
Well, you have a beautiful store. I also noticed in your store, you don't just have monsters. You've got books, you've got backpacks, you've got, I'm not mistaken, socks.
Yes.
You've got like got furniture some. In mm-hmm. there. So kind of elaborate a little bit on how all that came about.
So like I said, when we first moved to Denison, I mean, it was still my furniture business.
Okay.
So I had furniture in the store. People wouldn't come in. They would just stick their heads on the glass and look in the window and leave. And I get that. I mean, if you're not looking for furniture.
Right.
But I still do a lot of furniture. I'm still super busy with the furniture. Mm-hmm. So I do have some items in the store, primarily patchwork, reupholstered stuff, mm-hmm. patchwork, because I'm using my fabric remnants.
Mm-hmm.
But once we changed the store to full-on Monsters mm-hmm. on Main, it was just a good idea to bring some other items in so that everybody could leave with something. So, you know, I mean, our monsters, I'm going to say they're not that cheap because they're handmade.
No, they're handmade. Absolutely.
We do have smaller ones, but we go all the way to bigger ones.
Sure.
But, you know, I wanted somebody to leave with a little $3 item or something.
I understand.
So bringing some little monsters and some books and some stickers and tattoos. And then we've got soaps. But I found, you know, scrolling through social media and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, there are some other crazy girls out there who also like big-eyed, fun, happy monsters like me. So I reached out and got in touch with some of them. I have a lady who makes glass. She's a glass artist. So mm-hmm. I have some jewelry of hers, some earrings and necklaces
You're collaborating.
Some night lights.
Yeah.
Another lady's recently I found made these most amazing purses, and that I thought when I saw the picture that they were kind of small kids size purse. No, I mean, it's a good full-size handbag.
Yeah.
And you can got zips and it's got a monster face on it. It's so cute.
Oh my goodness. I think I've seen some of those on your Facebook page.
Yes.
Yeah, those are very cute. So what has been like your most satisfying moment, or do you have more than just one satisfying moment?
What I kind of love is when you get little toddlers coming in and they're just like, oh, monsters, there's so many monsters. And just the squeaks and the little noises and enthusiasm, and they run around picking up all the monsters and squeezing them, and which, you know, they want to leave with 10. I like that. I like the fact that it's, I don't just target children. I mean, I really, because we get parents who bring, mm-hmm. you know, 8, 10 year olds and they want a book, they want a ball. Mm-hmm. They have nothing to do with the monsters. So it's the parents. I think the people who appreciate the art and the craft behind it, mm-hmm. they mm-hmm. love the colors and the fabrics. That's very satisfying mm-hmm. to me. That,
and if you guys are watching the video, which I'll have up on YouTube, I have monsters all over the podcast table, and they're so cute. Oh, she also have
one. Yeah, I make some little dog toys.
She makes dog toys, y'all. Can you imagine what Maverick would do to that monster? Let's not even discuss. Okay, so what has been your challenges?
Making enough monsters.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
So I mean, it's been great. They sell and mm-hmm. sell fast sometimes. I mean, yeah. We have gone up and down. I mean, I would obviously love to sell more than I do, reach more people, get out there and sell online is one of my biggest challenges online sales. I mean, yeah. We have social media, Facebook and Instagram and TikTok.
I need to follow you on TikTok.
Yes. Yeah. But we have a website and mm-hmm. it's constantly updated. So all of our new monsters
are on there.
Okay. I mean, and so, you know, I'm glad that we figured out a way to
make that
work. Platforms that in store and online all linked together. Because with my furniture, I never did that. It's just a check.
Oh, yeah. So, well, I was going to say, the word of mouth goes really far. You know, I've heard a lot of good things about
you.
And just seeing you out there and watching your page, I mean, you're really hustling, you know, out there with the little monsters. So, yeah. So what do you feel like, or what do you think is your key to your success in this?
Fun. I think it just puts a smile on people's faces. Oh. It truly does. I mean, they come in the store and I mean, obviously I don't know how grumpy they are before they come in, but you can tell they're happy. I mean, even the ones that I'm just walking around downtown.
And I'm just walking around. But I saw this monster in the window.
They came in and they start talking and they're happy. So I think it's the joy that they bring and that people are willing to put a monster on their sofa or their guest bedroom bed instead of
a regular square pillow. Squared pillow. So if you could speak to your younger self that was just starting out, what advice would you give yourself? If you could speak to your younger self right now, starting out, what would be that advice?
Perhaps I should have listened to a few more people. Maybe they had some advice to give me. Quality. I would definitely say quality is the best thing. I mean, I've had over the years, you know, telemarketers have called, you know, you need to advertise. I'm like, I don't need to advertise. Mm. It's word of mouth. I mean, it's definitely, mm-hmm. if you do quality and present yourself well and present the product well, as in finishing the underside of a chair. I mean, you mm-hmm. don't just leave it, all the bits, strings hanging. Put a back mm-hmm. dust cloth underneath it to make it look nice.
Your name's on that.
Exactly.
Yeah, your name's on that.
You don't know who's crawling around on the floor, laying there and playing with their dog and mm-hmm. looking at the underside mm-hmm. of the chair. So to me, it is quality that you should always know that your name is on it. And if you don't do a good job, if you're not pleasant to people
at customer service,
I mm-hmm. mean that will come back and haunt you. Mm-hmm. So I feel I've done a good job of that, but I think that would be the advice definitely to.
Okay, so I just lost my question.
Oh, sorry.
No, you're good. What are you most grateful for?
My customers. I truly am. I mean, I've done something right, because when I first started out, I was doing a lot of babies' bedrooms, and those kids graduated from college and I'm still doing work for their parents and even them.
Wow.
And I mean, that makes me proud that mm-hmm. I've had customers since the early 90s, mid 90s, I guess, because I started in 94. And I'm still doing work for them. And it's not just one family. I mean, it's a bunch of customers that are repeat customers. That I think is amazing that they come back to me. So I did something right.
Everybody loves repeat customers and referrals.
Yes.
Everybody does.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And it is. It's the referrals, and they'll tell me who they got my name from. Like, that was a long time ago. But I mean, it's great.
So is there anything else you would like to tell our audience before we wrap up?
Check out my monsters. I mean, they truly are fun. I think when I tell people that I'm doing these monsters, some of them, like, they just don't understand. But I'm upcycling stuff, recycling. I'm not wasting. I mean, most these fabric remnants would be in the trash. I've seen other I've been to other upholsterer workrooms, and I'm just like, that trash can is so full of fabric. Yeah. What are you doing?
Yeah.
And I think the fact that I want to emphasize, I don't use fabric that's come off an old chair. I mean, I have made monsters from old chair fabric because the customer was like,
that's what they requested.
This was a request.
Yeah.
But I don't do it because I don't know where the fabric's been. Oh. Dog, animals, cats.
There
smoke.
You go. Yeah.
But also the fabric could fall apart next year, and I don't want my monsters to fall apart. So when I say upcycling, it's definitely the remnants from the new fabric that we put on a piece of furniture. So I'm saving that from the landfill. I think that that's important.
Absolutely.
I definitely think the younger generation, as in my nieces and nephews, in their early 20s, I mean, that's super important to them.
Yes,
I mean, I think it's important to a lot of
it's
people.
A lot,
but,
yeah.
But I know
environment, yeah.
The environment, and I'm hopefully doing my little bit.
You are actually doing it.
Fun. In a fun
in
way.
In a fun way. Yeah, you and I will have to get together and collaborate a little bit more. I do a Connect and Create once a month on Tuesday, which is related to art and therapy and imagination, you know, creating.
That sounds exciting.
Yeah. So let's chat further down the road and see what we can do about making that happen, because I think it'd just be a great idea for you and I to work together in that piece with kids or adult or whoever wants to make their own monster.
Yes. I mean, I think what you said about that, I think it would work, and we don't mind people coming into the store to help create their own, but we're definitely not Build-A-Bear.
No, oh my gosh, no.
So I don't want people to think that.
No.
But I mean, we do custom. We've done we've done some with prints on the back, like print name for babies.
But their names for babies and stuff for kids.
So
that's,
I mean,
awesome.
We can do stuff like that. We do custom, but I think what you're saying about the art and the therapy and the Connect, I think that's a really great idea. I'd love to
That's
do something
cool.
like that. So stay tuned.
Yeah, stay tuned. So tell me give the audience your social media information so they can start following you.
I am Monsters on Main. TikTok, Monsters on Main. Instagram, Monsters on Main. And Facebook, Monsters on Main.
She's not hard to find.
and my website, Monsters on Main.
Alrighty. Well, I appreciate you being on the show. That's it for us tonight.
Well, thank you. I enjoyed being here.
Good, good. Okay, guys, that's it for me. You're Rolling MC. Catch another episode on Hitting the Street. Thank you so much for being here.
You're welcome.